We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And it is 12:08 here on your Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio with you for our latest installment of your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I promise we're not trying to confuse people here because it is the third Tuesday of the month. And normally we would have the Waseca Chamber on last week, but we wanted to get the Steele County Free Fair on. And it's just kind of been a whole domino effect. But Robin Doulis is here with us today. Hello.
Hey, Corey. How are you?
We haven't talked to you since the Waseca County Fair.
I know.
That seems like ages ago already.
It does. We were just talking about that. It feels like a long time ago, but I'm like, hey, it's only 11 months till the fair.
I know you guys are like that. You're counting down before this year's fair got done. You're already counting for next year.
We were.
I know Scott was doing the same thing over here. He came up to the booth once or twice saying how many days we had.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah. But so I guess that's maybe a good place to start. Let's just kind of recap the fair a little bit. Because first of all, you guys got really lucky when it came to weather this year.
I think out of all the fairs that we've talked to, we had the best weather. It was beautiful. Wasn't too hot during the day. The nights cooled down really nice. We had great attendance. Our grandstand events were great. Our beer garden, especially Friday night, was packed. Absolutely packed. Everything went pretty well. Obviously, I haven't finished all the numbers and everything yet, but it was a good week. It was a good fair.
Yeah, I was over there Friday night, and while I didn't go to the demo derby, I saw the line of people waiting to buy their tickets, and that was phenomenal to see that.
It's amazing. The girls I have in there doing wristbands and stuff, they knock those lines down super fast, so people don't have to wait a long time, but it was great, yeah.
But yeah, I know we were talking before the fair, too, and that is always a fan favorite, is
huge.
The Demolition Derby.
Yes.
But, you know, everything else is always fun to go to, and all the live music, things like that. And it's good to hear that it was successful.
Yes, it was a
so
good
far,
year.
Anyway.
So far, so good. Fingers crossed.
So what else do you got going on over there in Waseca now that we're post-fair? You get to maybe focus a little bit more on the chamber side of things.
Yes, yes. Like, it's calmed down a little bit. Just a little, not much. But a couple things that we were looking for. So there is a school supply drive going on. A couple of the drop-off sites are Diane Beckman Thrivent in Waseca and our United Prairie Bank in Waseca. So if people have school supplies to drop off, those are two places that they can do that. So that's a great need because it's coming up fast.
It really is.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Back they go.
I know teachers are already in the full swing trying to get classrooms ready. And I was just talking to my sister this weekend. I can't remember what she said as far as when they get into all their prep stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With Labor Day being so early this year, it's kind of throwing everything for a loop here
it
little bit.
Does. So, it kind of does.
Yeah, because a lot of schools will start right away on September 2nd. Usually you got like another week after the start of September, but with Labor Day being on the 1st,
it's super early. I remember, you know, growing up, it seemed like we had time, but we don't have time anymore.
Not What's time?
I don't know. There's never enough of it. That's the problem.
I know. I'm still in the recovery mode from the fair here last week.
And
so time goes by really quick when you're trying to get things done.
It does. It does. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what else do you got going on over there? Because there's always plenty.
There's always stuff. The Legion, this Saturday is the 23rd, right?
I
think that's right. We'll just call it like that. So this week they have it's called Save the Date, and it's an outdoor party, and they're featuring live music by North of Dodge. Have you ever heard of North of Dodge?
I never have.
I haven't, but that's kind of cool. So 4 to 7 at the Legion.
Okay.
That'd be kind of a neat thing to go to. And then I thought this was kind of neat. So the Waseca County chapter of the Salvation Army are organizing a series of events to help kids get back to school. They're calling it Kicks and Cuts. So on Wednesday, August 27th, there'll be a shoe bus at the Head Start Open House in the back of the Central Building from 3 to 6, I'm guessing for people to donate shoes. And then they've also teamed up with some local salons to offer free haircuts to school-age kids in Waseca County. The deadline to sign up is August 21st, and there's a sign-up genius. You can check that out at wasikasalvationarmy@gmail.com. And it's on the school website, too.
Yeah, so and I think the neat. Police department shared it as well this morning. So
perfect.
Just hit up the social medias and you'll find it out there. I hadn't read all the way through that, but that sounds like
a
great
thing.
It kind of sounds like it was a partnership that kind of came from the whole bell ringing thing.
Yes.
With the competitions and everything like that are always fun.
Yep.
I'm hoping they're doing that again this year.
I think they are. I mean, probably. And since, you know, I have an in with the sheriff.
Right.
You know, he's telling me all these things. He's also part of the Salvation Army board. So it's really kind of cool, the things that they're doing to help the community.
Because there are so many people that need, you know, some of that help, but whether they want to actually ask for it or not, but the help is there.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
That's always great to
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. So that's kind of a neat kind of thing that we're doing. And then I brought somebody with me today.
Yeah. Should we take our break first and then we can focus on that after?
I think we should.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
All right. We
will go ahead and cut it to a break here, but we're going to be talking about another special event coming to the Waseca County Fairgrounds coming up this weekend, or not this weekend, coming up soon. 2 weeks? Okay, close enough. I was getting there. I read some of the details, okay?
Don't make me panic that much.
I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
True.
All right, but we'll continue on with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce on your Community Connection when we continue here on Cows 100.9. And we're back with your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Robin Doulas from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce joins us a week off from normal, but we'll get back to normal in September. How about that?
Well, we'll try.
Well, normal-ish.
Normal-ish.
The closest we get to normal in this building. How about that?
I was going to say, we aren't quite there, Corey.
No, I never have been.
I know.
I've never been accused of being normal either, so there that.
Something to strive for.
So you want to introduce your guest that you brought with you?
And, I do.
Yeah.
Yes. So
the event that's coming up in September.
September.
Unlike what I said going into the break.
September. So I have Shalee White with me, and Shalee is with the Waseca County Mounted Sheriff's Posse.
Yes, it is.
And she is going to talk about this amazing event that is happening at the Waseca County Fairgrounds in 2 weeks.
All right.
That's right. Okay. So, yeah, the September 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Waseca County Mounted Sheriff's Posse is going to be hosting the 42nd Annual Wagon Train for Youth, which is it's the Minnesota Sheriff's Mounted Posse's wagon train, but each year a different county of the association hosts it, so it kind of moves around Minnesota, and this year it's in Waseca.
So has Waseca ever hosted this before?
Yep, we did it. I believe it was about 6 years ago, and then a year before that. So
I think it
kind of makes a round robin, and about every 5-6 years it ends up right back in Waseca again.
And I'm sure that's something that you got to have a decent amount of space for all of this.
For sure. Yes. And thank God for our fair board and allowing us to have all of our trucks and trailers and all the horses and wagons and everything right at the fairgrounds. So, yes, amazing.
So tell us a little bit more about what this is and kind of who it's helping.
Yep. So this year we are raising funds for Minnesota Children's Hospital. So that is our big thing. $1,000 goes back to our MSMPA Don Eustace Scholarship Fund. And then anything above and beyond that, we get to donate to Minnesota Children's. And this year we have a pretty hefty goal. We would love to reach a $25,000 mark. So, it's between registrations and anybody can come join. That's the other thing. For many years, a lot of people thought you had to be a Sheriff's Posse member, and that's absolutely not the case. So anybody can come and join us. We have all the registration information on our Facebook page, and
And so I'm guessing since this is through the state mounted posse, it's going to be drawing at least posse members in from all over Minnesota.
You got it. So we've got people. I just went through the registration list last night, and it's not just Minnesota. We've got Wisconsin. We've got a bunch from Iowa.
It's amazing.
And we also have a team coming from Tennessee. So I think that's pretty awesome. There's a team of mules coming up.
That's very cool.
Wow, that's a bit of a distance there.
It is. It is. It's so
I could
cool.
see the neighboring states. That part makes sense. But wow.
So it is so cool. It's fun to have all these people come together and then be able to take all these horses and all these riders through the cities, the city and the country streets of Waseca. So we'll be traveling about 16 miles a day, both Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday we're going around Clear Lake.
Okay. And so that's just kind of what this is. It's all kind of centered at the fairgrounds and then just goes in different directions. And are they collecting donations as they go then?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So on Friday, our trip takes us like south of town and we'll be eating lunch at Courthouse Park. So we're going to post the routes probably later this week so that everybody kind of knows where we're at and where we will be for lunch. So if you see us and you want to make a donation or just stop down to the fairgrounds and make a donation, that's awesome. And then Saturday, we're going to be out at Farm America for lunch. So we invite everybody to come out there, too, and see us and say hi, take pictures, whatever.
It kind of sounds like it's a almost like a Pony Express sort of
thing,
right?
Yeah. So when it originated, it was actually they kind of went from town to town. So they would start one place, they'd move all their trailers and then, you know, go on. We've kind of changed it so that we have a home base so we can leave the trucks and trailers and everything at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
So we go out, we do 16 miles, come back, and then the next day we do it again.
I'm sure it's a little bit less hassle to just keep everything in one place for a couple of days.
For sure. Yep. Very helpful.
And so you said that people can make donations as they see you guys along the routes or stop out at the fairgrounds. Can they do so ahead of time as well?
Yep. So we do have an online way to make donations. Our state association website that takes you right to all the wagon train information. You can print out a donation form if you'd rather not do an online payment. We also have Venmo, and we have another online payment through Square. So, yeah.
So lots of options to donate to a very good cause here with the State Mounted Posse. Bringing their, what do you say, how many years has this been going now?
42.
Wow, that's incredible that you can keep something like that going for that long. Right. That just shows how important it really is to all of the different organizations.
Yes, for sure. And we enjoy giving back, and especially to the Children's Hospital. We actually got to take tours up there, and it's incredible to see what they do for kids in our, not just Minnesota, but our surrounding states as well.
And, of course, everyone probably loves seeing all the horses moving along the roads and things like that.
Right.
So you got that piece to it, too, the entertainment side.
Yes, it's like the longest parade of the summer, right? And you're like, you can catch us multiple times. Bring your cameras. Bring the kids.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's great.
So how many riders usually are come for something like this?
Yeah, so as of right now, and that people can still register the day of our event or the day that they want to come, because they don't have to come for the whole weekend. They can participate one day or all 3 days. But as of last night, I believe we are almost at 100 participants.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of...
amazing.
A lot of riders and horses things like that. So those that want to participate, because, again, you do not have to be a posse member to take part, but is there a charge to take part in it? Obviously, all that going back to Children's and things like that.
Absolutely, yes. So our registration fee is $40 per day, but that gets you camping, that gets you your three meals a day, and stalls are first come, first serve, so we have amenities.
Amenities, I love it. We
Thanks
have amenities.
To the Fair Board, to the Waseca County Fair Board. They
I mean, even just from the meal side, where else can you get three meals for $40 a day? I mean,
exactly.
That's actually a great value, and again, helping a very, very good cause. Where can folks find more information about this if they want to learn more?
Yeah. So the best way to get the information and probably the easiest for me to deliver is our annual Minnesota Sheriff's Wagon Train for Youth Facebook page.
That's a lot of words put together there.
It is. Or the Waseca County Mounted Sheriff's Posse page will also get you there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it originally pop up last night, or one of the local pages that came up somewhere. Yep. But this would be a great event coming, again, the first weekend in September. And Shalee, thank you very much for being here to talk about this. Robin, we got about a minute. Anything else that you want to wrap up on here?
You know, the one thing that I was going to say that I have in all my little notes here, because, you know, I say on my notes so well, Corey, is that...
Welcome to my world.
I know it. Saturday, August 30th from 4 to 8 at Pleasant Grove Pizza Farm is going to be Music on the Prairie, a Tom Petty tribute band.
Okay, that will be really cool.
That's really cool. It looks like there's a $5 admission fee, but it looks really cool. You can grab some pizza and sit there and listen to Tom Petty and get out to the pizza farm, because I was out there the other day just chatting with Emily, and it's beautiful out there.
I haven't been out there for a number of years, and I'm pretty sure it's grown a lot since I was out there.
It is. It's amazing some of the things they've done.
So where can folks learn more about the Waseca Area Chamber?
WasecaChamber.com, and you can check on that, or you can check out our Facebook page.
All right, Robin Doulis, thank you very much. And like I said, we'll get you back on schedule.
All right.
We'll so about 3 weeks from now, we'll get you back in here again.
Thanks,
how about that?
Corey.
All right. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. We are going to be going to the Linder Farm Network for your Midday Farm Review. That comes up here in just about 4 minutes at 12:30. And then John Partridge will be with you through the afternoon with your Midday Move all the way up through your Ron's Repair Drive at 5 right here on Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.